7:24. We continue with Liz Snyder from the Kenosha News. Hey, pandemic perspective, Liz. She's lining up for a bobblehead today. Liz, good morning.
That's right. I'm glad you reminded me. I actually have a post-it sitting here on top of my computer, too.
Now, we talked about this last week. You go, and if you're a voucher holder from Kenosha Kingfish Games
this
year,
I am,
and you need to get the bobblehead today because you couldn't get them during the regular season.
Right, you got a little piece of paper that said, yeah, you're going to get a bobblehead someday.
Someday, I'll
and
get a bobblehead.
Today is that day.
I know they have really cool prices on merch, too, so check that out.
Yeah, the holiday sale. They're getting rid of all the Bobbers merchandise, which a lot of people bought. I have a Bobbers shirt. Rex has a Bobbers shirt and hat. So it's probably your last chance to grab some Bobbers merchandise.
When it's gone?
It's gone.
When it's gone, it's gone forever.
Yeah, we don't know if we'll ever see that team again.
To be honest with you, I don't want to see the Bobbers. I want to see a regular season like we used to have. But
I know, but he.
We'll see if that comes down.
Bob the Bobber was very cute, though.
Yes, he was. As far as mascots go. Speaking of the holidays, today you're writing about the Carthage Christmas Festival, which is coming up starting December 11th.
Right, but you'll want to know this. Well, everyone can watch it virtually this year because they're not going to have in-person audience. But what's more exciting is you are invited to sing and be part of it. You can. I have a little box here on page D2. It tells you how to take part in the event. So you record yourself performing the audience carols on a smartphone or a laptop and send in the video. And then they're going to compile that and share it during the Christmas festival. So it'll be like you're there together singing the carols, because that's always the grand finale. Everyone lights a candle in Siebert Chapel and sings carols together.
Are there suggested carols, or can you pick your own?
Yes. No, you sing along to, like, their video.
I was going to say, there's got to be somebody who keeps a pace so everybody is together, right?
Yeah. Right. It's got to, you can't just decide to sing something in the shower and send it.
You can't do Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. It's not going to fly.
You just can't whip out a couple of verses of Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and send it in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whip that out right now. So that's they're looking ahead to that. It is December 11th through 13th, but you want to get clear your throat, get your singing voices ready.
Pete, are you thinking about this? Because, you sing as a side hustle,
I would suggest for any potential singers out there, coffee. Coffee loosens up the vocal cords, gets that warm thing going.
Cuts
there.
Cuts through the old phlegmsky.
Exactly correct.
Another way to get in the mood. Also at Carthage, their Fall Opera Workshop is presenting a performance 3 p.m. Saturday that you can watch on a live stream. And I think they're going to show it all through the weekend then. See, that'll get you inspired.
It sure will. A lot of people getting inspired.
Watching people who can actually sing.
Pete is in that group. I've heard him sing. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a regular Caruso.
When it comes to Christmas carols, I figure everybody can belt out something. So that's the beauty of a carol. It's not that complicated to sing. So
The true singers, if you know like all four verses of Joy to the World.
I do. Far as the curse is found.
Really weird. I used to be able to do them all four. I can get through about three and a half now, and then I start going, wait, what
it's
was that?
It's that third one that you never, ever hear because it talks about, like, curses and stuff. But that's the one.
Yeah. Because always at Midnight Mass, they'd sing all four verses, and we'd be looking at each other like, what are these words?
I don't remember this. This is not on the Andy Williams Christmas album.
No, there's a reason it's not. They get really strange. Yeah, it came upon a midnight clear. That one gets actually very difficult to sing.
Yeah, it's like they were straining for a while. So you got to fill out a few extra verses. Oh, these words kind of rhyme. Throw them in there.
Yeah, but it'd be like, oh, we're going again. Oh, the organ's still playing. Okay, keep
this is
going
to be 2 a.m. mass pretty soon. All right, that's
obscure Christmas lyrics. Light them up.
Okay,
Liz Snyder.
I'll give you a little heads up, too. My column on Friday.
Yeah.
Is about enjoying a slacker Thanksgiving.
All right, we're on board for that.
I'm down for that.
Check it out tomorrow.
Well, I keep Liz Snyder. These stories about how you should kick up, you know, the celebrations, dress up, do all this stuff, even if it's going to be only a few people. And I think, isn't there anyone thinking, hey, we can just put in a frozen pizza?
That can work.
Turkey
Liz Snyder, Kenosha
baby.
News. It's available at newsstands worldwide. Also on the web, KenoshaNews.com. And they'll bring it to your house, Liz.
We'll bring it to you.
And tip
if
your
not
carrier.
We're getting our bobbleheads. Yeah.
Turkey pepperoni on Thanksgiving.
Here yeah. Should be slacking with a bobblehead later on today. Liz Snyder, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next. Oh, no, we won't. It's Thanksgiving.
2 weeks.
Have a great holiday. 2 weeks.
You too.